Hey, thanks. Have a good day, buddy.
Good.
Be careful.
Thank you.
A lot of black ice out there.
A lot of noise.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Did you get that?
Yes, thank you. Yep. I am.
Did I get that right or wrong? Was it 28.5 or 9?
It was 28.950. Well, what I was going to say was I just told my accounting to apply because there was a couple of invoices that you still had a little bit left over on before that one.
Yeah.
So I'll just apply it. I wanted to kind of get you on the same page so you're aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Do I have to write you more today, or can I do it like in another?
No.
Week
yeah, you could. Yeah, we could do it next week. But I just wanted it so you're not like, what the hell? There's still money left over on this diamond. So we're on
yeah,
the same
no,
page. There was 1965 left over on that $7,400 cushion, and then there was $700
lab grown.
Right. So that $2,600. I'm going to erase, you know, we'll eliminate that, and then the other 26 or whatever will go towards the 28,950. So there'll be a little bit left over on that, like $3,000.
So what will I owe you after that check today?
We will be at,
don't tell me anything over 5,000.
I'm going to tell you what the number is. 7,365.
Serious? Fuck. The fuck did I sell that's so fucking expensive?
Well, you just sold the 122 Oval for 3,400.
Yeah.
And then there was the 3-carat Lab Marquis for 1,280.
Yeah.
And then just those remaining, like I said, there was 1965 and 700.
From what?
The 1965 was remaining from the 1.5 cushion, GVS2.
From what, like September?
From September, yeah.
Was it really?
It was, yeah.
Jesus. That's why I said tell the bosses thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't exist without you, really. I mean, I could. But
I know there's not many people like us out there. We are pretty loose.
Or is there not really? I mean, I feel like in Vegas, you could find 25 more of you.
Good luck finding people that are as accommodating as us, Artie. It's literally Mike showed us an invoice. This was a couple weeks ago. I can't say it verbatim. But basically, he's like, look at this. He goes, we're a wholesaler. Look at what these vendors are doing to me. Literally, invoice, net 10 days. You have 2 days to flip it around. There's, like, there's fees on top of it if you don't pay it right away. I mean, like, ridiculous. I mean, and again, this might be one extreme, but there's a lot more people closer to that end than our end.
Yeah. I'm sure there is, especially in today's world, because everybody's tripping out about getting paid, because everybody could just go, sorry, we're out of business.
Yeah, right.
You know, which is scary, because I like, try and keep on these bills at least as much and quick as possible, because I know there's people that are worse than me, and there's obviously people that are better, but, you know, you can't let shit go too long, or otherwise people are like, oh, no, don't send him shit. He still owes us.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, I have a couple of clients that are, unfortunately, I'm kind of stuck.
Hey, I got to call you back.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.